Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see your face smiling inside.
A little bit of Chicago bringing us back. That's a great song, one of my favorites. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to be with you, continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We hope you'll use it to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there that we can use, and the blog is there, the knowledge base is there, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, my newsletter. You can subscribe to that. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon. We'll follow you home with our newsletter. How about that? I know more of you are asking for that sort of thing to happen. And, of course, our poll question is right on the homepage. You can take that whenever you want. When you do, you'll see how the poll's going so far. Kirk Chaffetz is with us. He's our good friend, the president of Story Worldwide, that new age marketing company. And his book is called Thinking Inside the Box. Kirk, one of the things that I've been spending a lot of time talking about for the last year, I spent the previous decade trying to get small business owners' heads out of the 20th century, trying to get them to come into the 21st century,
right?
And the first decade of the 21st century. But now that we've come through, you know, this, we've been through the desert on this horse with no name that we call the Great Recession, and now we're out of the rain now in this recovery is.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. I'm really differentiating where we're going from where we've been, even in the last decade, by just continuing to say second decade of the 21st century. Where we're going is going to be a lot different from where we've been. What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And I think that the power of first of all, the media business continues to be in complete chaos. And what everybody has to understand is that the media business, of course, is the foundation of all commerce in the modern world.
Tell us what you mean by that.
What I mean by that is before people can come and do business with you and before they can buy from you, they got to know who you are,
mm-hmm.
right? And they've got to know what you do. And in order for a larger, it's fine to, you know, buttonhole people on the sidewalk and tell them what you do and who you are. It's fine to have a store window. But if you want to reach beyond that small universe.
Somebody happening to wander by and see in your storefront.
Right. And that's great, you know. But if you want to reach beyond that, you have to turn yourself into some form of media. You either, you know, the classic was you did a TV ad.
Right.
You turned your business into 30 seconds of commercial media. But, of course, in the new age, we, as Fox News would have us call it, we have, you know, there are myriad opportunities
mm-hmm.
to create content, create media that can run on all kinds of channels that tell people who you are, what you do, and attract customers.
There was a time in the beginning when media was your sign, your shingle hanging out front. Then you leveraged it through advertising and marketing, and then it went on steroids in the 20th century with Madison Avenue. But now here in the 21st, in the second decade of the 21st century, it's like an infinite onion, isn't it? You just keep peeling back different ways of getting your message out.
Absolutely. I wrote a line once that media channels are now proliferating faster than fruit flies, which which is a slight exaggeration. I did the math, and actually fruit flies are faster.
Okay.
But there are.
We need to get you a life. If you've been doing that. Go ahead.
But there are media channels are almost infinite, and understanding those channels, understanding how to create media, it's getting easier and easier and easier and cheaper and cheaper and cheaper.
But it doesn't seem easier. You and I know it is easier. You and I know it is cheaper. You and I are both excited about how the new media is should be more powerful for small business owners, but the reality Kirk, is it doesn't seem that way to most small businesses.
Well, I was just looking at the statistics before we started talking here today, Jim, and, you know, even as 2010 ended, small business owners were still lagging behind in the adoption of social media and all of these relatively inexpensive, extremely efficient media channels.
Kirk, a year ago, a survey showed half of small business owners didn't even have a website yet.
Exactly, and it is that lack of a web presence. I'm just looking at numbers that say that only roughly 60% of small business owners have anything to do with social media.
Yeah.
Now,
mm-hmm.
that's a much better number
right.
than it was a year ago. When
we like 40%. The trend, but we don't like the number.
Right, and we need to increase, everybody's got to increase their activity.
Yep.
You were talking with your last guest about the creation of content,
mm-hmm.
and that's the critical point. It's literally you got to turn your business into a story. And you've got to put that story out on media. That's why I call my agency Story
exactly.
Worldwide.
I think it's genius. And the thing is, we all know that people love stories. That's exactly right. And that's what we were trying to get across in the previous thing, as you were saying with Bob Bly, about writing content, about you being an expert and putting some humanity into your message. Isn't humanity going to be a big part? Isn't it now? And is it going to increasingly be a big part of the future of media?
Absolutely. I think the news of the day is just fascinating to me because we're all watching this guy Ted Williams,
right?
Who the homeless guy with
right.
the great voice who's now on all three networks and right?
Yeah.
2 days ago, he was living outside down by the river in
right.
Cleveland, freezing
right.
to death.
You know, like a talk show host or something. Stand by, quick break. Right back with Kirk Chaffetz right after these messages. I told you we'd get smarter when Kirk joined us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.